Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Corner's Corner and Putting the Fire Out on CRPS RSD. Hey, I got it right this time.
Hey, there you go. It's about time. You know?
It's about time. Wow, yeah, I really needed to hear that today. That topped my day right off. This evening, we're going to talk about anxiety and depression caused by not only our disorders, but by doctors as well. It's a big thing. The doctors can really cause a lot of anxiety, as we all know. So, you want to start off, Brian, on this one, or you want me to start? You can start it. You can have it.
All right. Well, as you were saying, you know, when it comes to doctors, you really got to watch because, yes, some of the doctors can really cause you to start having some of your anxiety and, you know, and stuff like that. So the biggest thing is just do not let them push you around. You know, it's your body. You know what your body's going through. They don't. You know, so that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's true. I see there's a lady or young lady. She's not, I don't think she's all that old, but she's really having some issues, I think, with a doctor, and it's really got her just beyond. She's way out there because of what's going on with the doctor. Actually, there's a couple of people. You know, they're not getting the fair treatment. And we talk about this all the time. And I've seen today that her anxiety was extremely high. She said, I'm effing done with this and blah, blah, blah. And I wrote her, I'm like, no. You know, I understand that you're really beyond control right now because you're hurting for one. Two, she's having really bad spasms in her hand, which I get those from time to time.
Right.
And they give muscle relaxers for that. And I haven't taken a muscle relaxer in quite some time now and really don't have it too often. You know, but like, people just need to calm themselves down. I know it's easy for us to sit here and say this. It's very easy to say, and it's a lot harder to do, but we have to put ourselves in that situation. We have to take control of things and try to get ourselves under control the best we can. In the meantime, we still have to deal with the doctors and the craziness that's going on. So it can be very frustrating and very hard on the nerves and the anxiety. And then, of course, comes the depression. That part sets in as well. So it's very hard. It's very hard. And we have a long ways to go with this stuff, man. But hopefully we can get things a little bit squared away. You know, I know we're talking about a cure and everything, and me and Wayne have talked about it several times. You know, could there be a cure? They could be a cure for any of these disorders. If they could cure one, I think they could cure a lot of them. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them, because they're all so much alike. But the problem is big pharmacy is not going to allow that to happen. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine how much money they're going to lose off of that stuff. I mean, you know, and it's very frustrating for all of us. And we all really makes our anxiety 10 times worse than what we already have. But we have to be the ones to understand. We have to take control of that. I mean, there's nothing else really we can do besides try to take care of it ourselves, because it's very hard to deal with. like I said, the disorders are hard enough to deal with, and the anxiety comes from them. But, you know, you add dumb doctors on top of that, some dumb doctors, not all, and then double whammy. So I believe if we could better help teach the doctors about our disorders, I think it would make it a lot easier on all of us. I really do. But that's right. going to be the hard part.
Right. You know, and I feel, you know, it's like you said, with the cure and with Big Pharma, you know, that's that's going to be a hard thing there, because, you know, for instance, I'm going to go off topic just a little bit here. My mom, she suffers from that rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And she has to have an injection done, and she gets these for these injections. That's $4,000 a month for those injections. Okay. Now, if you take that $4,000 a month and you times that by 12, that's $48,000 that they would be losing from one person per month. Now you take that and you add that in with the thousands and millions of people that take that injection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always said that I think Big Pharma is one of the reasons why some of these cures are hidden. But, you know, I mean, that's just me, and that's my opinion, you know.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of us feel that way. I mean, I think it's the honest truth, to be honest. It's more than just an opinion, because you look at the way things are ran now. It's all about the money, everything. Everything's about the money. And, you know, big pharmacy ain't no different. They want their money too, and they would lose billions of dollars, man, if they found a cure for these disorders. You know, look how long cancer's been around. They could have cured cancer a long time ago. In my mind, it's again, it's just about the money. They just don't want to do it. So
because I sit there and I think about all the technology and stuff that we have today, and you're telling me they can't find a cure for something, you know, I mean, it's just a little odd to me, but it is what it is.
Yeah. It is, but what are you going to do? All we can do is keep trying to move on and do the right things. That's all we can do. So, you know, and we have to fight the anxiety, which is extremely hard to do. Because the medication they want to put you on for anxiety, it helps, but it's just drugging you up more and more, you know?
Yep, exactly.
We're around like a bunch of zombies or something. So, I mean, we don't need to be doing that neither.
Right.
So, I mean, but I mean,
the apocalypse, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it does help, but that's not doing our body any good. That's not doing us any good. You know, yeah, it's controlling the anxiety. It's controlling the anxiety, but what's the medication doing to us? Killing us? You know, so it's very, very hard thing to do. But I want to keep saying, and I've said it with you since you've been on the show. Me and Wayne have talked about it several nights in a row. And I know people probably get tired of hearing it, but it still needs to be said because people are still not paying attention. We got to better help our doctors, our individual self, our doctors, because they're not taught stuff in med school. We've talked about this numerous times. And I feel like if we can eliminate some of the problems ourselves with anxiety and depression is a little bit different. Depression is kind of hard to deal with. But, you know, with depression or with anxiety, if we help educate our own personal doctors the best we can and keep open communications with them, we should have a better rapport with them, and our anxiety from going to the doctor should settle down some. If, you know, some people are still going to have the anxiety going to the doctor. Some people just don't like to go to doctors, and that causes anxiety as well. The depression, people getting depressed because they can't get the kind of help that we all need. But again, we cannot let that beat us down. It's not our fault that they don't have the education. But you know, depression is a very dangerous thing, man. It's very bad. And I can knock on wood and say that my depression has been really well since for quite some time now. Well, I just dropped Brian. Nice. I got to find out what's going on with this stuff. But any of y'all out there listening, if you want to give us a call back or call in, feel free to call in. Numbers 845-277-9427. As we talk about anxiety and depression caused by our disorders and doctors. I'm going to continue on. Hopefully Brian will get clicked back in. You know, if we can't work with our doctors and get them good information and be treated like normal patients, which there's a lot of organizations and a lot of groups and people out there now really fighting hard for this. See, there's an event coming up in Washington, I think on the 22nd of this month. And that would be really great to, you know, have more support to help us with our health issues. But as far as depression goes, if you folks ever feel like that you just can't make it anymore, please reach out to somebody. Reach out to someone and talk to. If it's myself or Brian or many others, Wayne for that, you know, or whoever, a friend, somebody that you know on Facebook, reach out to them. Hey, I see you made it back.
Must not like me again tonight. It just kind of booted me right off.
Did it really? I'll tell you what, if I'm going to write them in a little bit, and if they don't fix these problems, I'm going to be switching over to another radio deal. I got to do some research on it. Matter of fact, you're the research guy. I'll send it to you and you can research it. How's that?
That'll work. Send it on over.
You like doing that kind of stuff.
It don't bother me a bit.
I just ain't good at all this good stuff. But, you know, we just need to a minute ago before you come back, depression. If somebody really gets that down and depressed, they really need to reach out to someone, one of us, anybody, to talk to them. Because that's no place to be. I mean, depression is absolutely no place to be. And so, you know, we just need, there's a lot of things need to change. And one big thing is people need to stop being so negative to each other. Talk about that a lot. That's anxiety, does that to you, makes you very irritable. And the people that's not on medication, which I am, and I don't like being on it, but it does help. But I'm only down to 2 times a day. So I was doing it 4 times a day. So I'm down to two times a day, evening and at bedtime, because it goes on my sleeping meds to help me sleep. So that helps out a lot. A lot of people don't know this, and this is what my psychiatrist told me, that trazodone is good for anxiety as well. I take it to sleep, but it's also used for anxiety. Right. And it's not a real powerful...
I do know a couple of people that I talk to on a regular basis. They are on trazodone for anxiety, and they say it actually works. You know, it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mild. It doesn't, it don't make me sleepy. See, I have to take another pill with it to go to sleep at night, or I won't sleep. I'll stay up for days. So, you know, I know people don't get much rest, much sleep, or should say much rest, because of the pain and stuff. I do understand it, but there's things that we need to be doing to try to help ourselves. Go back to listening to music. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it really does help with a lot. It helps with the anxiety. It helps with the pain. It helps with a lot of stuff. So, you know, we just need to try to get our, keep ourselves under control the best we can. Yes, well, we're having difficult times with the doctors. And that's why I put this in here about disorders in doctors, because having a problem with your doctors does make it a lot worse. A lot worse.
Right.
Not only because you can't get medication that you need, it's not even that. It's the fact that they don't understand. They won't send you for, they won't send you. That, you know, they won't send you for certain kind of tests or anything like that. So I don't, you know, I just, that's a big thing. It is. It's a big thing. And we've got to try to figure out how we can get our hands on it and help the chronic pain community get along better with the doctors. I mean, it's very hard. It's very stressful. You know, I put this thing out to have people call in and nobody calls us. They just don't like to talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them, I think they're shied away from it a little bit, but you know, you got to understand and realize when you call in, you don't have to give us our name. You can stay completely confidential, you know?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. It's quit being so shy.
right. You know, and just you know, sitting here talking about anxiety, you know, off the top of my head, there's about 6 different exercises that I can think of that can help you. You know, mm-hmm. One is if you feel the anxiety coming on. You know, the stress and stuff like that, try to back away, you know, take a time out, you know, from whatever it is that's getting you there, you know, try to eat a well-balanced meal, you know, stuff like that helps. I know some other things like alcohol and caffeine, you know, that those two are one of the biggest things that will aggravate anxiety and will trigger a panic attack. In a matter of seconds, you know. Make sure you get enough sleep. Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you know, it's like coffee and CRPS do not go together. They do not. And I drink my coffee every once in a while. Not like I used to, but I do drink it every once in a while. But you know, and I've told people this, it's not a good combination. And you know, people, well, I'm not going to go without my coffee. And it's like, well, okay, I understand. I'm not, you know,
right,
no big
right.
deal. No big deal. It's your life, but I'm just telling you that it's not good for CRPS. Neither is chocolate, neither, you know, a lot of fatty foods and other things. And not only that, they're not good for your health in general.
Right.
And people get a little upset when you talk about their coffee and their food.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, both of us being former truck drivers, when it comes to coffee, we used to live off the stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we know how it is needing that coffee.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I'm not criticizing anybody for anything. But diet is big. She sent me a friend. you know who? I deleted her and she sent me a friend's request.
Oh wow!
Sorry,
I think she needs to get off the. Yeah. She needs to get off the. Let's get on Dan's ass train, you know.
But, you don't want to. Here goes my anxiety.
Take a breath. Okay. Take a deep breath, Dan. Breath.
I'm deep breath as I can right now. Oh goodness. I was going to blast, but you know, I've had second thoughts. I wrote my opinion and my feelings and I'm leaving it at that. It's not worth it to me, brother. But now, you know, this on this show, and I want to take a few minutes. I'm going to get off track here for a few minutes because I want the listeners, I know people's listening. I can see they're listening. I want to explain a few things, and I go over this a lot, Brian, but I want the people to understand there's no money being made from this show at all. You might have seen my GoFundMe account that people donated to. That was to put towards my show. The show's been paid for as many months as I could pay in advance with the money that I received. I don't receive any kind of money. Brian doesn't receive any kind of money, and neither does Wayne. Corner's Corner does not receive any money, does not have any sponsors, because I do not want to have to answer to other people and talk about what they want me to talk about. I want to be able to talk about what I feel like we need to talk about or we want to talk about. To me, it's very important. It's very important not to be ran by another organization, because then you have to do and say as they say, and that ain't going to work with me. I'll continue to scrounge up the money each month to pay for my show. That's as simple and as easy as I can put it to you folks. I know some of you listening don't always agree with everything that I say, especially on my Facebook page. Well, I'm going to tell you this. That's my Facebook page, and I put my feelings on there because I want to and I can. We all have a right to our own opinions, and that's fine. I can, you know, me and Wayne, for instance, we have total different opinions when it comes to the way our country's ran and should be ran, but that doesn't mean we can't sit down and talk for an hour and do a show to help other people. So I kind of know I got sidetracked. I did it on purpose. I wanted to throw that out there. And appreciate the support I get from listeners. You know, I really get a lot of good feedback most of the time. And I'm really grateful. And my dear, dear friend, Lisa Davis, I don't know what I would do without her. She is such a great individual. She really is.
Yes, she is.
She is amazing. And, you know, there's other amazing people out there as well. I mean, there's a lot of people. But Lisa's really a good, down-to-earth individual that will help anyone. And I just, well, I know, love people like that.
As you know, I mean, I built their website for them. And yeah, through the whole process, I could not ask for a better person to work beside while I was building that website. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she was just absolutely wonderful to work with. She's a very, very good person. And,
yes,
you know,
she is.
And again, that's my opinion, but, you know, that's what it is.
Well, I got the same opinion. I've been working with Lisa for quite some time now. She's great. She is, and their foundations, CPS, Central Pain Syndrome Foundation. Folks, if anybody wants to give to a foundation, here's my recommendation. Go to Central Pain Foundation, because I know where they put their money and I know what they do, and it's in the right place. They're not busy buying plane tickets to fly around the country, going to different seminars, which I've never got this. Well, people go to all these seminars and nothing gets done. Absolutely exactly. Nothing gets done. I have not seen proof of anything being done. Awareness is it. Awareness is not where we stop. That's what we exactly. have to have awareness. Yes. To, you know, to push, to keep pushing for a cure. Absolutely. Awareness is a big part of it. But it's not the only part, and you don't have to fly around the country every week doing different seminars, and nothing's getting done. I have a question I would like to answer. What is getting done? I don't see anything. You know, so
answer
my
question, and I'll shut up about it. You know,
exactly.
It's that simple. You know,
I just don't see the answer. I've asked. I get talked to and degraded, and my show's the worst they've ever heard and the worst interview of all times. I don't give a rat's ass on ratings, on what people think, or if they like my show or they don't. If they like my show, they're going to listen to it. If they don't, they're going to move on. It's as simple as that. That's how I feel about it. Just move on. Move on. Go to somebody else. Go somewhere else where, just like I said, go somewhere else where you're going to get paid. They're going to get paid and everybody's happy, because I'm not getting paid and I don't want to get paid. I want to help, and I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I want to do it or can do it. So it's that simple. But, you know, we need to – that's part of my anxiety coming out, if you can tell. I'm a very high-strung individual. me and my brother is just a light. We both are. I was talking to him earlier today, and he's just as strung out as I am. But, you know, sometimes you can really use it to your advantage, you know, and I think that's what – the chronic pain community needs to figure out. Okay, how do I? You got to take this negative stuff and turn it into a positive. It's not always easy, you know. It's not, but you can't just lay here and let this stuff whoop up on you, because it'll get the best of you, and then it's too late.
Yeah, you know? In a heartbeat.
Yeah, and then it's way too late. So, you know, coping skills with anxiety and depression, there's quite a few. Breathing techniques really work well, like you said. Yoga, which not everybody can do yoga. But there's a lot of meditation. A lot of Native American music on YouTube for free that you can listen to. Like I said last night, they got 8 to 10 hours at a time that plays. And that's some of the most relaxing, soothing music that I've ever listened to. And maybe that's because I'm part Native American. I don't know, but I love the music.
Well, no, I like listening to that stuff too, you know, and I mean,
it's very relaxing.
It is what it is, but right.
Yeah, it's very, very relaxing.
Yeah, very. You know, and when it comes to, I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, it's been some time ago, but a friend of mine sent me a link to a book, and I mean, if you don't like to read, it's not for you, but the book is called I Want to Change My Life, mm-hmm. How to Overcome and Depression. You can find it on Amazon. It's a really good book. I mean, I've read some of the reviews. I did read some of it. If you have any problem with anxiety and depression, I mean, it tells you there's different, like the symptoms and stuff, how to treat it, just all kinds of different things. If it's something that you're interested in, just look it up on Amazon. Like I said, it's called I Want to Change My Life, How to Overcome Anxiety, Depression, and Addiction.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you know that... Might have to try that book, man. I really might.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good book. It was written, I'm trying to think, it was written by a doctor, I believe. Yeah, Stephen M. Malmus, PhD, mm-hmm. MD. Look it up. It's actually a pretty good book, you know. I mean,
okay.
It's got a little bit of a section in there about addictions and stuff like that. But that pretty much comes from trying to take too much stuff on for, you know, the anxiety and depressions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. I know there's some good books out there. I just never have actually sit down and look for books. But you'll like what I just said. Yeah. I'll hear you laughing in a minute.
Yeah, like, I'm reading it right now.
there is books out there on anxiety and depression. I need to look up a few authors, because I know that I've looked at one in a doctor's office one day, and it was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So there's a lot of different things that we can do. you like that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's cover the old tracks.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then send me a friend's request. Are you kidding me? I just deleted you.
Right.
No, but, you know,
Did you notice? Hey, Dan. She the one post that you posted about it being very sad.
Yeah.
She commented on that. It's not too good.
Yeah. Is that the one I was just talking about?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The one I just sent you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just now seen it.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Should I leave it? Should I take it down? I think I'll take it down.
Yeah.
Trying to be slick. Yeah, whatever. They better be careful.
Well, the thing, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. It's just you're expressing your opinion. And, you know, the last I've seen, this was a free country, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they say, Brian, the truth hurts. And sometimes a shoe fits, right. You need to wear it. So, you know, that's all. They got caught. They got caught. Not a big deal. I can't do nothing to them. I don't even want to. I just want people to know that what they're about. That's all. I feel like that's very important. Just like the individual I was talking to you about today, or yesterday, watch that guy. Okay. Just a scam, money. And there's a lot of people out here that's taking people's money from that man. And it really makes me mad. I know there's a lady, I can't remember her name now. I was listening to a little bit of her show today on Blog Talk Radio. She does about Lyme disease. It's a pretty good show. Pretty good show. Then I was listening to a guy on there today, and he was making perfect sense about everything that's going on in the world. Wasn't just chronic pain. He was talking about everything. But when I listen to things like that, see, it affects my anxiety really bad. And I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm trying to keep myself, not hurting as bad. And you got to leave that kind of stuff alone. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about that will drive your anxiety up the wall, man. And these do it because, to me, they don't have the disorder. They can say they do, but they'd have to prove it to me, because you can't. Well, I guess you can. You get on here and fight like that every day. People do it all day long. And I'm like, man, why do y'all just take a breath and have a nice few quiet minutes, you know? They just don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, we are, believe it or not, we have a lot of control over our own anxiety, a lot. I'm not the type of person, if somebody comes at me, I'm not the type of person to write a nice comment and walk away. That's not me. My style is right back up in your face telling you how I feel. But I'm learning slowly that just makes me things worse all the way around. I mean, all the way around it does. Makes me feel worse. Right. And, you know, words get said that shouldn't be said to people. And so we all have to take a few seconds and we have to teach ourselves how to do it. And back down a little bit. So, and it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But we just have to learn how to do it. Hey, I think Steven's going to be coming back pretty soon. I see that he's on Facebook now a little bit doing stuff. He just shared the show. He had some issues. He wrote me, I think yesterday or last night, and said he'd hopefully be back real soon. So I'm missing being on for the shows for Thursday nights, man. I want to help the MS community because they are a pretty tight-knit little group.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of bad because we're not doing nothing for them right now. But, you know, Steven asked for some time, so I'm giving him some time. But that gives us time to do a few other shows. I can't wait for Thursday night's show, man. That's going to be really good. I'm going to get a lot of people listening for that one because this B-Venom therapy is something else. I really want to share.
Oh yeah,
make people aware. I've been reading into it. Yeah, I want people to know that, you know, it's not a cure. It's not a cure, but it does work for a lot of autoimmune diseases. I think is what it's best for. I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it's what she said. So it can be a very big thing, but. You know, we need to just keep pushing through our days day by day. Just remember, you've got people out here that that want to help and will help people. So, you know, we just have to keep people moving. That's all. We just have to keep people moving along, and we have to try to. Mm-hmm. It is. And that's why I keep doing the shows, because, you know, we might have said the same thing last week, but until people get it, I'm going to keep saying it, because it's something that's there and it needs to be taught or told to others, or others can see and hear and feel what the difference is. Folks, I promise you, if you would try a couple things, like number one, if you would try your diet, try to go gluten-free as much as possible, watch the caffeine and the coffee, and you know, practice deep breathing methods, you would feel a lot better just off of those little things by itself.
That's the truth.
Sure, it's not a cure, but it does help. You know, it does ease it, right, and make things better. Right. So, I mean, you know, I would just like to see more people trying that. I don't know if they're not getting the message, or if they're just saying, yeah, these guys are just crazy, they're just talking off the top of their head. No, I'm being serious. Stuff does work. You know, it does. The gluten-free, I'm not real good at, as you can tell. I'm a pretty chunky monkey myself, but you know, I mean, hey, I'm not perfect, you know. None of us are, but it's you know, these are the stages we have to try and work for and work on.
Right.
People are finding out different things. You know, we've put out the red light therapy for people. They say it really does work well. I'm still waiting to go do that. I don't know. Now I'm just dragging my feet, I guess. But it's
come on, man, drag them a little faster.
Drag them a little faster. Yeah, I need to. But you know, it we just need to keep going, and we got the bee venom therapy treatment that works for a lot of autoimmune diseases. We have that, which I never did research that today. Did you? That thing we were talking about? I don't forget what it is now.
No.
You didn't either? You didn't either?
No.
How you do?
Oh, for floating.
Floating, yeah. Yeah. I'll get to that. But that's supposed to be another thing that was brought to my attention that really works. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. But
I mean, it says that it can reduce your pain, you know. I mean, it's a natural it's a natural response to relaxation.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how that works. I don't even know if they have it around here or not. I might even go try it to see if it works.
I don't know. Right.
I don't even know. I don't even know how it works. So we got a lot of investigating to do to find out. But yeah, you know, we can help ourselves, and that's what we need to try to do. Hey, the old train coming through, huh?
Yeah. Where I live, the train tracks are probably from where I'm sitting about not even 700 feet away from the back of the house.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of close. I used to live like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't miss those days. But you know what? People go, how do you sleep during that? Believe it or not, you get used to it.
Right.
You get used to it very easy. Like, I don't even hear them anymore.
Exactly. Right. I mean, there's,
that's how I get.
I don't hardly notice them anymore. Like, until you said something about it, I didn't even realize there was a train going through.
Yeah. You hear it so much, you get used to it. You're like, oh, this ain't nothing. But yeah, right. That would be good on your anxiety at night when you're trying to sleep. Yeah. That would be, whoo. That would be terrible. That would be terrible. You know, I'm gonna do some more research this weekend on anxiety and find out some more things that really work for it. For me, finding a quiet place in the house or outside, as long as it's not extremely hot outside, I can go sit outside and pretty much unwind from then. And it helps a lot with the anxiety. Or I can come in and, you know, listen to some music or something. That's usually what I do most of the time. But if we can keep our pain level down, I really believe that it keeps the anxiety down as well. At least I know my anxiety gets worse as my pain gets worse. I'm pretty sure that's how it is with most people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stress levels, anxiety, you know, that all that stuff can really just take your pain levels right through the roof. You know, that's the biggest thing is staying calm. And I know it's not always going to happen, you know, especially with me after I've been hurting for a little bit, you know, and I can't get it to calm down. Some, I start getting real frustrated. Well, then when you get frustrated, well, then there goes your blood pressure. And then, you know, you're stressed out, and it's just one thing leads to another. And then in the end, it all builds up. And what happens? Your pain gets worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a good comment on my comment. It says, it is very sad when I needed help and I went to a few groups. If it did not benefit them, they could not help me. We are a family, but only a few feels that way. It worked for me, and I know it has success program. I'll pass it to help others. I want to see others to succeed and have less pain. See, that's what it's about, folks. It's everything that it's about right there. That guy just hit the nail right on the head. It's what I've been trying to say for a long time. It's what it's about. Exactly. Quit trying to take from others. I don't care if it's money, pictures, or what. Stop taking from others and start helping others. If you can't give, and I said this last night, if you can't give $10, you can't give a dollar, and you can't give nothing, that's understandable. If you can't give anything, it's totally understandable. That doesn't mean you can't help someone in some other way. That's the problem in this community. People do not want to help one another. They just refuse to. And I don't understand it, man. I don't get it. Why so many people, 100 million people in this country with chronic pain, 50 people want to work together. It just doesn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know you got a lot of people and a lot of organizations, a lot of things going different directions, and that might be part of it. That might be part of the reason why people are like, okay, I don't know who to go with. Go where your heart says go. I mean, that's how I do things.
Exactly.
You know, my heart says don't go with these people. I'm not going with those people. It's just that simple.
You know, one group might make you feel like $1,000, but that group may not be the most helpful group.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get those type of people that's all in it for the money, then, you know, it's sure. There's no reason for it.
I will say this, Brian, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but in my group, I've got more information in my group than I've ever seen in any other group on Facebook, period. I've got a lot of stuff in mine, and it's taken years to get built up that way. And I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just simply saying, when you're in there to help people, this is the kind of stuff you do. You know, it's the kind of stuff that you do. You research and you put stuff in the groups and stuff to help people. And yours is just getting up and started. I'm not talking about yours. I mean, you're doing good with yours. It's just getting it up off the ground. I mean, it takes a while. But, you know,
I've got all kinds of information. But my problem is half the time I forget to put it there. But see, you know, I mean, before I actually jumped onto Facebook, you know, everything I did was, you know, all legwork. You know, I mean, I didn't do anything on here until what, about 3-4 months ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, it takes time to get stuff up off the ground, especially when you're doing 50 million things at one time. like I do at times, like you do at times. I mean, yeah, I've done six things at one time. But yeah, you know, there's a group with like 4,000 people in it, and there's no information in there. And most of the stuff that people post is spam stuff. I'm like, what, really? whatever, you know. But I respect people for trying. I mean, I do. I really respect people for trying. They're doing all they can. Sometimes it's just not good. It's not the right thing to be doing. But I'm not here to judge them. It's just they should have a lot more information. And that's why I'm picky about who I let in my group, because people like to come in and steal my stuff and leave. So I turn people down every day. I won't let them in. I just won't let them in. That's my stuff that me and my two administrators at the time worked for. And they both told me, don't let it go nowhere. And I'm not going to let it go nowhere, because they put a lot of time in it. A lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, that research and stuff isn't like you can just spend a minute on it and, hey, I know everything about it, or I've got everything about it. You know, some of that stuff takes days and days at a time.
Yeah. Yep. It does. You know what? I forgot to post the show before it aired. Oh, what a dummy. I'll do it now. It's almost over. People can listen. I did that last night too, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It, for you all that's out there, I'm not going to open it now because it's too late. But we do have chat on our radio show. If you come to Blog Talk Radio and find Corner's Corner and find the episode that we're doing, I have a live chat where you guys can chat back and forth if you like. I usually don't use it. I haven't had too many people on it, but it is there. But you have to come to, it'll bring you to Blog Talk Radio, and you see our show, and you'll see where the chat is. You would see the chat. I have to open it, but I'll start doing that before every show, just in case somebody wants to chat on there. You can talk to us, or you can talk to anybody else that happens to be on there. So if they won't talk on the phone, maybe they'll talk on the chat. So we'll try that and see how that works. I forgot all about that, honestly. I was just sitting here looking at it. I'm like, oh, I could have started chat. That's a good way for people to start talking with one another. People that are listening to the show can actually listen to the show and talk, you know, to each other on their little chat thing there, and get to know one another and get to know each other's disorders and what you can do to help and so forth and so on. So yeah, I think it's a very good thing to have. So I will start opening that up tomorrow night, since I forgot to do it last night and tonight. So you know how it goes, Brian. Things happen like this. And I got the other thing that you did. I don't want to use the ribbon, because that is the ribbon that whatchamacallit's using. Ferocious Fighters are using that same thing, so I really don't want to use that for that reason.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't aware of that. I was just searching through Google and found it. So,
they are using it. So I really don't want to interfere. I'm sure they wouldn't say anything.
Let's not go that way.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't say anything, but I just don't want to try that. I don't want to do them that way. So I am got this other one in there now, and I'll try to put it on for the show tomorrow night. I'll start using that one.
Okay.
The one you did. There's not much room on there, but I want to include your stuff in the show too. So that's why I was saying might need to come up with a different logo and everything, but ain't no hurry for that. It's got your stuff on it, my stuff on it.
I mean, it's just a little too crowded, I think, you know, but we can come up with something later.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend is sending me a friends request now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you was already friends.
Oh, it was at one time until I figured out what was going on.
No.
I mean, you know how I feel about people taking money from people, man. That's just not right.
Sure. No, it's not.
You know,
it's
I mean, yeah, I've asked for donations, but, you know, those donations go for just the website and stuff like that, not for my personal gain.
Sure. And that's different. I understand that anybody in this business or, you know, these big foundations or whatever. Listen, I know they spend money. They have to spend money and they have to make that money back to replace what they spent. Okay, I'm not against that. My problem is when you're living off of it and nothing is being done, same thing has been done for the last 10 or 15 years, ain't nothing being done. So where's the money going? That's all I want to know. Where's it going? I mean, really, it's none of my business personally, but, you know, I mean, that's like an organization has, and this makes no sense. This shows you that they're in it for the money. And this will explain it to everybody. There's an organization. I'm not going to mention their names like I've done the other. I'm not going to do it. They go to California just a few weeks ago and have this big conference and all this stuff. Bring doctors now from Texas and attorneys from Texas to California. Now, why would you do that? And they put them up in high-dollar hotel. And I have friends in California that went and told me this. Okay? More than one person. Maybe five or six.
Wow.
And so here you are in California with doctors and attorneys from Texas that have no legal rights being in California whatsoever. Why do they bring their own people? Because they take care of them, man. They all get paid. That's all it is. It's a big scam to get paid. And to live off of chronically ill, and it pisses me off, and I'm not scared to say it. And people that are doing that, I want no part of you. So if that means I look up and I've got five friends on Facebook, well, I guess that's the five friends I'm meant to have. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It's the way it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not into that.
No, I don't blame you.
So that's just the way it is. But, you know, I do understand, you know, people that do things out of their own personal pocket are entitled to be at least being reimbursed for that. I can live with that. You know what I'm saying? I could live with that. But I can't live with somebody making money off of somebody. I just can't do it.
No. Right.
What? Now she's asking the question. Have you looked at our 990? I don't know. 990s. I don't know what she's talking about. No, I haven't looked, and I don't want to look. I don't need to look. I'm moving on.
I think you struck a nerve, man. We got them caught. They're caught in the crosshair, you know, and now they're going to try to do anything and everything they can do to get themselves freed out of it, you know.
Listen, it's just like this. I don't care. Look at what they do. I'm done with it. You don't write me like that because I won't go by somebody else's protocol. Well, let me explain this to all you listeners one more time. It's my card, my money that pays for this show. Okay. My money that I get every month. And the people that have donated to the GoFundMe to help me with the show, that money has went directly to the show. And it's appreciated. But listen, I don't make a penny. Not one penny went into my pocket. The money that was donated, it went for 3 months. I paid for 3 months. I think it was. Or added to it and paid for. I know I paid 3 months with it. Because GoFundMe, you know, they take so much out. So that's where my money went. So I'm not in it for the money. I am not in it for the money, nor will I be in it. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, when I get blasted because I ask questions I want to ask, it's my radio show. I pay for this show, not nobody else. And if somebody else paid for this show, then guess what? they could, you know, I'd have to do what they say. But when it's my show and I pay for it out of my pocket, I get to do what I want to do, not what they want me to do. So that's what that's all about. So might as well drop it, forget about it. Case closed. I'm done. Over with. Capiche. Done. I understand this community, there's people that can't afford $2 or $4. I mean, seriously, there's people that can't afford any. There's a lady living in her van that's been living in the woods for months. And people want to take from other people and can't help her. That makes me mad. Sorry. It's just wrong.
So, right, it is.
That's all I got to say about that. I don't know where all the money goes to organizations. And like I said, it's really not my business. I understand they got to pay stuff out of pocket because nothing's free. I get that. And they got to make their money back. I get that. But you don't need to make more money and keep or not be able to show where it goes. I mean, that's all I'm saying. And there's more. There's a bunch of them out there. Radio shows. These guys make money off these shows. Really? Why? Can't you be content helping others and not charging? Maybe to charge to get your money back that you put into the show or the show costs you, possibly, but do you have to keep making money off of it? No. It's competition to these guys. They all want to be in competition. I'm better than you, and they're better than me, and that, blah, blah. And your interview was the worst there ever was. Well, I am so glad that you told me that, because I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to speak what's on my mind. And if people don't like that, they know they don't have to listen to my show. They can go on elsewhere. It's just that simple. So I'm sorry. I've got a little bit of anxiety and anger going on here, but my feathers got ruffled. I'm not going to sit back and take it.
I wouldn't either.
I wasn't being hateful. Was not trying to be hateful. I'm not trying to be hateful. People know I'm being hateful. I'm just trying to ask questions and find out answers. And I've done it to U.S. Pain Foundation, and guess what? They won't even talk to me. They don't even send me an email or a private message back. They just blow it off. And Gracie said, well, I'm with U.S. Pain, and I've helped. Yeah, you did one show with me, Gracie. You were great. Thank you. I appreciate what you do. But I'm talking about U.S. Pain Foundation itself, from the higher-ups. They won't talk to nobody. I wonder why. Makes you think. That's my thought for the day. I need to be like old Paul Harvey and give my thought for the day.
I miss that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I don't know what in the world is going on. I don't know. I need to start coming up with a thought for the day. That would be good. But, you know, I do. I want people to understand, seriously, if you feel devoted to stand behind these organizations, that's totally up to you. But if you're paying money, seeing any results, you might want to rethink your thoughts. And that's all I got to say about that. So, Brian, you have anything you want to add before we end?
Other than just have a great night, everybody, and keep yourself in check as much as you can and try to keep your pain levels as low as you can, then, you know, and if, like Dan said, if you're paying for something and you're not seeing any results from it, then maybe it is time to start asking the questions. And if you start getting fire bombs coming back at you, then you got your answer. Yeah. It's time to move away.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's time to move on. All right, my friend, I appreciate it. Like I said, Wayne's sick this evening. So my wishes are with him. I'm hoping he gets better. He was not feeling well at all today. Messaged me at 11:30 this morning. He's, I'm sick, man. It's coming out everywhere. I'd go to bed, brother. Go to bed and get well. We'll talk to you on Wednesday or Thursday, another day. So. Right. All right, man. Everybody, I'm sorry if I rubbed off a little negative stuff. It's my fault. I do apologize. really fed up. All right. We will talk tomorrow night, my friend.
All righty. You take care. Good night, everybody.
All right, you too. Good night.